This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, we're talking during a break. Gator, you made the point about when Dan Campbell's on the morning show and Jared Goff was on with us, they both got kind of asked the same question. And the question was essentially, did Philly do something that made your life more difficult than you expected? And both Dan Campbell and Jared Goff said no. Quickly said right. No. You know what that is? When you think you're good enough to win it all, you think you have an answer for everything. You do. You think, oh, we got this. We don't need, nobody's fooling us. Like, none of that. We got this. And I think they're in that category. They think they're good enough to win it all. They think they have an answer to everything. And I'm glad they think they have an answer to everything. And I hope they do have an answer to everything. Because, you know, there's a difference between being out-schemed and just not having the personnel. You can step onto the field and have the greatest scheme in the world if you can't protect up front. If a guy is constantly getting beat and in your quarterback's face and you can't get a running game going because there's no push from the offensive line because they're getting physically manhandled, things like that. They think they have an answer for everything.
Yeah, I think also nobody wants to admit that they weren't prepared for something that was shown to them. Like, I remember a few weeks ago, we asked him about something. I mean, it was the Vikings game and Jared Goff. And he's, well, was there something that Brian Flores and the defense did that was different? Just different. Said, well, I think they did some stuff, I guess, that they had done years ago. But maybe that wasn't top of mind prep work for this game. But they don't typically, they're not going to admit, and nor would I blame them. Because you don't want the public out there thinking that you weren't prepared for something. And I think you prepare as best you can, but you don't know what it is until you have it in front of you. Like, it's hard to prepare for Jordan Davis. It's hard to prepare for Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter. You throw in Jalen Phillips in the mix and N'Kobe Dean in the mix and all these other players they have, Jomo, and it's tough. It's tough to be completely prepared for that. You may have it schematically in your head. Here's what we're going to do. But when you physically have to do it, easier said than done. And you'll have a mistake here and there. And next thing you know, somebody's unblocked and they come flying in and you got trouble. And I think that's what they ran into. They ran into a very good defensive team that created havoc for that offense and real challenges. And that's why one of the other things I said, a lot of the offense they got was yards after catch. It was a slant to Jamo or a screen pass that was set up beautifully by the offense to get Jahmyr Gibbs going. And a key block made by an offensive lineman who's swinging down just as the receiver's catching the football. That was the offense. That's where they got their yards. Explosive plays that were these quick hitting plays that they had to adjust because the defense was coming.
So here's what I can't shake that I think is going to happen. I think for the second consecutive year, the Detroit Lions are going to be playing a season finale for the division championship, flexed to Sunday night. For the second consecutive year, it's going to be Lions on Sunday Night Football. This time it'll be against the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field, Sunday Night Football to determine the division. And part of that has to do with, I think the Lions are going to win these next three games all at home. Okay? And sure, you can debate it all you want. And if you look at the Bears' schedule, what they have coming up, the Bears' next three games are Pittsburgh, at Philly, at Green Bay. Okay? Chicago's going to have heavy lifting right in front of them. Detroit's had heavy lifting, and they haven't been able to do it. Now it's Chicago's turn to prove it. Green Bay comes to Detroit on Thanksgiving. It's a huge game, kind of a must-win for Detroit, and I think they're going to. And then you've got the Dallas game, which is no easy game, but it's in Detroit. So you've got those teams having some heavy lifting coming up, and I think Detroit is going to be back in a very good position in this division chase, but I think it's coming down to the last Sunday. I think it's going to be a flexed Sunday Night Football game on January 4th or 5th, whatever that date is.
Very interesting. That's an early call, Kang. Doug's making an early call.
He likes the early call.
He does.
And you know his obsession with game times.
Well, whatever. That plays into it.
That was yesterday. I got some game times, a college football game time.
But now you're already predicting this game time.
Yeah. I'm predicting this game time.
No, I like it. It's definitely a possibility. I bet you that's what the NFL wants. If you believe in script writers.
Would the NFL love it? I mean.
They're writing it up now.
Chicago and Detroit.
Old Ben Johnson, old coordinator.
I mean, it sets
Dan
up for
Campbell.
Just a gorgeous matchup. That's too much to pay. That's too big to fail. This is going to happen now.
I'm looking at this schedule for that Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm not sure there's another game. Looking at the schedule right now, it's almost like they could announce it now.
Who do the Rams play?
The Rams are playing.
Don't they do a bunch of divisional games at the end of the year?
Arizona's in LA against
Doesn't matter.
The Rams.
Okay, Tampa Bay. Who's Tampa Bay playing?
Tampa Bay on the last. They play Carolina.
That could be interesting.
Could be.
That could be interesting. I'm not going to look. Philadelphia's running away with it there. AFC. Who is Kansas City playing?
Kansas City plays the Raiders.
That does nothing. New England.
New England plays Miami.
It's not Buffalo. Too bad. So Buffalo will play the Jets. Is that who Buffalo
plays?
Yep,
Buffalo plays the Jets.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh plays Baltimore.
Okay, that could be something.
It could be.
Denver.
Denver.
So Denver's going to play
the Chargers.
Has potential.
Yeah.
Good God, the Chargers were awful on Sunday.
I didn't believe the score, honestly. I saw it. Like, what happened?
Nor did I.
Oh.
Nor did I.
Wrong pick.
Sorry, buddy.
It's all right. Last night I made up for it. But nor did I. Yeah. No.
Chase those losses.
So I'm... No. Anyway.
Chargers.
Am I wrong?
No, Doug.
Who's with me?
Based on the schedules, aren't many games that are...
I think the only thing really particularly debatable here is, does anybody care about this prediction? Like, what difference does it make to them?
Remember when Doug called that on November 18th.
Yeah, it's really going to give me street cred in this town. Let's go to Mike. You're on 97.1. Hello, Mike.
Every little bit helps.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to try to maybe explain where some of the frustration's coming from with Campbell and Holmes.
Oh, I know where it's coming from.
Well, maybe my frustration is at times it seems like they're more concerned with trying to win their way versus just doing what might be best to win in general. And you kind of heard Campbell say that a little bit. He admitted that a more conservative approach may have given them a better chance to win, but that's just not who he is. So, you know, that comes off as frustrating of, you know, I know they would probably call it confidence, but we may call it stubbornness, you know.
Sure.
And then it goes back to Brad Holmes about he seems to want to build through the draft when, you know, we can point to Super Bowl winners and see some sort of big free agent signing or trade that they've made to put them over the top. And, you know, I think our concern is just that that won't ever happen for us.
Well, I thought the Lions made a pretty big free agent signing in signing DJ Reed. I thought that was a big one. They had to replace a corner, and they did. And I recognize you get to the trade deadline, and they didn't make anything happen. And at the time, I thought the offensive line was clearly the position of need, and they didn't get an offensive lineman. I think only, what, one offensive line was moved, and I'm not sure how much of an upgrade it would have been and what the cost was.
Yeah, but the guy that went to the Chargers. You know, they did trade for their quarterback, right? And they did sign DJ Reed. They didn't make any move at the trade deadline, and that is always – that's always going to come up if they come up short this year, and I get it, especially when Philly's guy made so many plays against Detroit.
Well, and I would say this to Mike. I agree with the first part of his call way more than I agree with the second part of the call. I think that he's right about Dan Campbell, that he wants to do things his way, but it doesn't mean – I don't know if Dan Campbell's going to be stubborn about that until the next time around this situation happens. That's when you'll know if he's stubborn or if it's just – it was just a one-off.
I struggle a little bit with everybody, and the truth is people love the fourth down stuff. They loved it. They embraced it. This is who we are. Let's go. Roll with it. Dan Campbell's way. Everybody loved it. And then when the result changes in a disastrous fashion in a big game, you know, we think that you should adjust to the game, but don't start telling us he's too aggressive. He might have been too stubborn in that moment. And this morning himself, he said, I look at everything.
Yeah, but I think people are along for the ride. They love the ride. And then there are going to be those moments where even people who enjoy the ride are uncomfortable with, ooh, I don't know about this one, and they first guess it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And when he continued to do that on Sunday, time and time again.
There are going to be games though where it does make sense, and he's going to go for it and not get it. When it makes more – that's always been in play.
Sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But over five.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it was bad. It was bad on this time. I don't want to overreact to that though.
No,
and
I'm
when
not.
People say Dan Campbell wants to win his way, of course he does. Everybody wants to win their way. It's what they believe in.
No, I would. The time to overreact on something like that or to react strongly to it would be if it happens again. With the same circumstances and you get the same results, then I would say, okay.
Well, hold on. If it happens again with the same circumstances, if it's a field position game and they're still going for it at midfield when the defenses are playing well, I don't think the outcome matters. It's a bad decision if the circumstances are the same. Like, don't argue once the play is over and you see the result.
No, I thought that's what I was saying.
No,
if the circumstances, if the same situation comes up.
You said if the results are the same. And I'm like, look, if the circumstances are the same and you go for it on 4th and 5 from the 45-yard line and everything's the same, and just because you get it doesn't mean it was the right decision.
Yeah, well, I read into it too much that I was saying there, but I'm hopeful that the second time, when this comes around again with the same circumstances, I'm hopeful that he'll lean on the experience he had from the first time and play the field position game.
Okay, there is a ton of baseball news today, and I don't know if people are in a baseball-y place.
Well, we got the owner's meeting started today.
And you've got a decision that needs to be made on a Tiger starter, and you got another player that insiders are saying the Tigers are going to be in on, and there's no more intel on a Scooble trade possibility.
Well, we got a deadline today for the 40-man roster. There's Rule 5 players that are involved.
We'll get to all that today at 11:48. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.